And good morning. Welcome into In Focus News Radio KMAN. It's Pottawatomie County Day on the show. And for the next hour, we'll be getting some updates. We've got Jack Alston joining us on the show today. He's the Executive Director of the Pottawatomie County Economic Development Corporation. He joins us via Zoom. Good morning, Jack.
Good morning.
It's a pleasure to have you on. Dee McKee, scheduled to join us here, Pottawatomie County Commission. We're having trouble connecting with her, but we will see if we can't connect with her later on in the program. But always a pleasure to have Jack on here. And, of course, economics is a big component of everything going on in the news today. We've seen a big economic downturn the last few months because of COVID-19. And I imagine you yourself are probably looking at opportunities just about every day to see how you can dig Pott County out of this this mess.
Yeah, fortunately, you know, we didn't get hit as hard as Riley County and Shawnee County may have in terms of our economy. We worked together with the Manhattan Chamber in their COVID business survey, and then about a month later, we did a coming out survey so we can analyze some of the smaller businesses in all of our cities and towns. We work closely with our chambers, not only the Wamego Chamber, but the volunteer chambers. And, you know, we got around 50 responses. And what we found was, you know, some of them were hurt. You know, the hair salons and the restaurants were impacted, but they were coming out of it. We don't think the economic impact on the Pottawatomie County businesses was all that great. The manufacturing, that they were pretty whole. Now they had to be 6 feet apart. And they had to make adjustments for that. You know, child care centers got hit, and with the CARES Act monies, most of them are balance accounting, and we're helping them out. But all in all, we did a lot of PPP loans, the Payroll Protection Program loans in Pottawatomie County, and some emergency disaster loans as well. But performance wise, I think we came out of it pretty well. How this will continue, we don't know. We're just hoping that we can get back to normal business, you know, by the end of the year or early next year. I anticipate we'll keep moving along. I mean, there's adjustments, restaurants with the 6 feet. I get my coffee every morning, and I gotta do it from the window now. We're making our way through it. Most of the schools will open. So I think overall we're in pretty good shape. As a matter of fact, we sold 7 acres. We own 3 industrial parks. One of them, Green Valley, is filled. But we have a few lots in St. Mary's, and we sold 7 acres there and to Sarto Countertops. And they will be expanding, hopefully early next year. We don't have a timeline yet, but that's all good news. We have a meat locker in Onega, and the partners are going to go build one in Horton. And then there'll be some new ownership there at the meat locker in Onega. And they'll be doing more retail. And then also we have a new owner of the pizza restaurant in Onega. And that's all good news. So some of the things we're also administering the CARES program for the balance of the county. And our database isn't all that big, but we mail out a lot of applications, and we're getting good response from the child care centers that were hit pretty hard. So they'll be able to get reimbursed for a lot of expenditures for that period of time that they were closed, or they have to go into disinfecting and keeping kids apart and so forth. And some of them closed, and then some of them stayed open and with limited capacity. So it's kind of a mixed bag, but we're going to be taking care of them through the CARES program. And then we're getting those applications in until Thursday, when we have to submit to the county. And so all of that's pretty good news. We also were fortunate. We're going to get round two, $139,000 of community development block grant funds, and we'll be able to grant monies to certain businesses that had to go out and purchase extra inventory and raw materials, and if it impacted their work in process. So there'll be some relief there through what's called COVID-19 community development block grant funds. And we can't, Manhattan is an entitlement community, so they automatically get community development block grant funds. Our median incomes in our county are pretty high. So we have to make adjustments, and those adjustments would be trying to service the low to moderate income people in the community through the community development block grant program. So in essence, we're not doing that badly. And we're coming out of it pretty well. Home sales, which is a big part of Pottawatomie County, have not decreased. And median income, medium housing prices have not decreased either. So all of that's pretty good news.
Well, yeah, that definitely is. And, you know, as far as the CARES Act, you mentioned the deadline is Thursday. Has there been any complicating factors to that whole process? I know it's kind of a quick turnaround for a lot of folks.
Well, yeah, and I think some of our businesses that are in the Pottawatomie side of Manhattan have kind of been left out. I've got a conference call with the county administrator today to try to work on some of that. And a number of them, of course, are major corporations. And they could apply for CARES funding through their corporation. But a lot of them are small businesses, and we're going to try to figure out a way to help them out. You know, it's not only the other side of Tuttle Creek Boulevard. Across the river, you have Heritage Square South and Heritage Square North. Both of those developments are inside the city of Manhattan. And we've got to help them out as well.
And we're speaking with Jack Alston, Pottawatomie County Economic Development Corporation Executive Director. We're going to take a quick break. We'll come back. We got much more to get to here at this hour. Stay tuned. More of In Focus coming your way next on News Radio KMAN.